You're listening to the Armed American Radio Network, brought to you every week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. And now, your host, Mark Walters.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's put another 2 hours of Armed American Radio in the history books. And an outstanding one it's going to be tonight. First off, I'm your host, Mark Walters, a.k.a. the Ordinary Guy columnist with Concealed Carry Magazine. And the program is brought to you every week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. I understand tonight we are being listened to in Liberal, Kansas on KSCB. Welcome to everybody in Liberal, Kansas. You are on the Armed American Radio Network, and we are glad you're with us tonight. The numbers, should you wish to participate in this evening's show, 877-956-9566. That's 877-956-9566. Email. Care to email me live on the program this evening? You reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. mark@armedamericanradio.org, and we'll read your email live on the air. We got one heck of a lineup tonight, everybody. Mark Craighead from Crossbreed Holsters will be with us in just a few minutes. Learn an awful lot about some of those inside-the-pant holsters that they sell. Really good stuff if you're looking for another method to carry your handgun and conceal it very effectively. Mark's got a lot to tell us. The two gentlemen, two hosts, was supposed to be three. We'll get to that in just a second. But Mr. Rob Pincus and Mr. Mike Janich, the nationally televised host of The Best Defense Survival on the Outdoor Channel, will be joining me in just a few minutes as well. And Michael Bain, their co-host, was supposed to join, but unfortunately Michael's flight schedule got a little bit mixed up, as they tend to do sometimes, and he is now on his way to Chicago. He may be calling in the second hour of the program. So those guys are going to stick with us for the first hour. Coming up on the second hour tonight, Mr. John Higgs, my copy editor at Concealed Carry Magazine and author of the Bug Out book. John will be joining me for the hour, and after he comes on the first segment, the master himself, the godfather of concealed carry, Mr. Masoud Ayoub, will be joining us. So it's going to be a dynamite program. Let's get things cracking here real fast. I've got a couple emails in here, actually three of them, that I wanted to get out to everybody tonight. Some of this stuff coming in is very, very important. We've been being bombarded with emails here recently. Number one, this one comes into us from Gary in Florida. It says, Mark, awesome show by a great American. Thank you. Well, Gary, thanks for that comment. There's a lot of folks out there doing a lot more than me, and I can guarantee that. I'm going to read one here in just a second. I'm a member of USCCA and a proud NRA life member and blessed by God to be an American. The healthcare debate has really brought out the passion in Americans to be proactive in voicing their objections and concerns. The effect it has had on steering legislation being forced at us affects our rights has been measurable. I pray that when, not if, it comes to time to stand up in defense of the Second Amendment rights, Americans realize the impact that our direct involvement will have on protecting our rights. Americans cannot just sit by and watch the stripping of the Constitution that so many have given their lives to protect. Our voice must be heard with urgency and resolve. Keep up the great work. That's Gary in Florida. Gary, let me tell you something. The socialist in chief and the Democrats in Congress ignore Americans at their own peril, their own political peril, my friend. 2010 is going to be very fun to watch. Fun indeed. If yesterday's rally wasn't enough, and these people's eyes aren't open, they better start paying attention to what's going on out there. People are angry. Number two, had a little email transaction here from Frank Daly up in Ohio, and it went like this. Mark, I just received my CCW license, and I began listening to the Buckeye Firearm Station and Armed American Radio for about a month now. I really enjoy both stations. The only thing I do not like is when you downgrade a person's name, like the president or any other person who does not agree with you. You seem to be very knowledgeable in what you do, and I do not think that you need to downgrade someone's name just to get your message across. I replied to Frank and asked him, I told him, Frank, thanks for the email. Can you be more specific? I look forward to hearing back from you. I wanted to see exactly what he was referring to, and I got the following very nice response. It says, Hi, Mark, thank you for answering my email. To be more specific, I was listening to the September 6th broadcast, and in that broadcast, you referred to President Obama and the people that work or agree with him as sheep. I understand what you were trying to get across, but in my opinion, it made you sound like a man who, if you did not agree with me, your ideas are wrong, and I'm going to downgrade you, which turns me off. I think that we as CCW license holders can still get our message across without downgrading a person that does not believe or see the way we do. I know when someone disagrees with me and they start to diminish me, I tune them out or walk away. I'm not trying to tell you how to run your show, and I think, Mark, you're doing a good job. But think how you feel when someone diminishes you and how you feel. Thank you, Frank. First of all, I would like to mention what he was referring to. I believe Frank was referring to when I referred to Obama last week as Obama. And that comment was really about the mainstream media following him around like a sheep herder. So I was my intent was not to downgrade Obama, although I do not like Obama and I believe he to be a socialist in chief. I was really throwing my weight back at the mainstream media, who I believe to be the most dangerous entity in this country today. Having said that, we will move on to probably one of the neatest emails I've ever gotten, and I'll read this now. Mark, I would like to thank you for the kind words you gave myself and my brother Samuel and Daniel Rouse on the 816 broadcast. We really like the show and download and listen to it as often as we possibly can, but we have been pretty busy preparing for deployment on the 18th of this month, so we can't always catch the program. I wanted to thank you for a great show and was excited to be able to listen to the first two-hour broadcast live last week with my dad and grandfather while I was home for pre-deployment leave. I am including a picture of myself that I thought you would like and also one of our platoon. Keep up the great work, and we hope to be listening as soon as possible, or as often as possible. Thanks again, Lance Corporal Samuel Rouse, 1st Light Armor Recon Battalion C Company, 11th Marine Expeditionary Unit. Folks, it's an email like that that makes 2 hours on a Sunday night worth every minute. This man is a hero, and if anybody's been listening to the broadcast for a while, you can remember back on 8/16, I read an email from his father. And in that email, he mentioned his two sons. So to know that the three of them were listening to the broadcast out there in California, and to get an email like this means an awful lot to me. The photographs that he sent of himself in full battle gear and his entire platoon was an amazing thing to see. So you guys stay safe out there. We have asked Samuel to call the program tonight and welcome him on the air. I've been notified by his father that he is, in fact, flying back to San Diego, preparing for his deployment. If he can make it back in time during the two-hour broadcast, we hope to hear from him, so keep your fingers crossed. It would truly be an honor to speak to an American hero who is keeping yours and mine safe. Samuel, thanks for that. That means a lot. Okay, we're going to get over to the meat of the program tonight. First, thanks to Sean on the boards for us tonight. Bang up job. And we want to get over to Mark Craighead. Mark Craighead is with Crossbreed Holsters. Mark, welcome to Armed American Radio, my friend.
Good evening, Mark. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Really well tonight. And I wanted to, you know, we cover so many topics on this show. And one of the things that we try to do for people is to let people know what's available to the concealed carry market out there and how people can effectively conceal their weapons. You guys have got a dynamite product at Crossbreed Holsters. Can you tell us a little bit about it and what's different?
Well, probably our flagship holster and what we refer to as the world famous Super Tuck is our Super Tuck inside the waistband holster. It's very much what I would consider to be a working holster. It's not terribly fancy, hand-tooled or anything like that. Not that there isn't a place for those, and I certainly admire, you know, some of the art that goes into some of the handcrafted leather stuff out there. We do make our holsters by hand, but it's definitely a function over form design, intended for concealed carry and inside the waistband design. And they just keep taking the market by storm. I started the company with that particular holster with a few revisions now in 2005 in my garage, and it's just grown ever since.
Well, I'll tell you what, you know, we've talked quite a bit prior to the show this evening, and you know, I had almost all but sworn off of inside the waistband carry. It was just not real comfortable for me, and because of it, and I've carried some really quality holsters. I've got a Galco, you know, the Horsehide Royal Guard, which I think is a great piece.
Good unit.
Excuse me. However, the comfort factor for me, it just didn't seem to work 100% of the time, depending on what I was wearing, and I spoke with you, and we've tried a couple Super Tucks, and I got to tell you, I owe you a debt of gratitude because you've actually opened up my wardrobe for me for inside the pant carry. It really is that good.
We hear that quite a bit. Part of the impetus behind the design of the Super Tuck was it had to meet three criteria. Once I had gotten my permit, and I'd been carrying for quite some time in various capacities, I just finally got to the point that I just wasn't happy with what you know, the common offerings, so to speak. I had to hit three things, and I went about, you know, making that happen. One, it had to conceal completely in various clothing and without having to make a huge wardrobe adjustment. Two, it had to be comfortable. And three, it had to be easy to draw from and maintain one-handed reholstering.
Okay, so, Mark, I'll tell you what. Hang with us for just a minute. We're going to bring you right back after the break and let everybody know a little bit more about it, okay? Stick with us. We'll be right back, everybody.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you are faced with the decision to pay your mortgage or your credit cards or buy groceries, then this message is for you. The real solution to solving your problem with credit card debt is to reduce the amount you owe to creditors. The less you owe, the more money you will have for more important things in life. Strategic Resources wants to give you information about all your options for free. In a simple 5-minute phone call, you can find out which programs work best for your life now. 800-981-9371. 800-981-9371.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll-free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
Hi, my name is Shirley Van Heest. I'm from Michigan, and I've been using Andy Willoughby's 3-step plan for about 9 months. When I was introduced to the 3-step plan, I saw the value of it and I saw the potential in it. It offers an opportunity to provide some security that you can be in charge of. So many things are out of our control in today's economy. And if we can set ourselves up in business and we can secure our own future, then I guess we don't have to worry too much. We will get through whatever difficulties may lie ahead. I have never seen anything that has worked so wonderfully. I have seen the potential in it, and now it's becoming realization. And I have really seen great results. I'm feeling very positive about the future and very positive about the growth of my own particular business.
Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby. For more information, go to 3stepplan.com or call 888-366-5258. 888-366-5258.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Armed American Radio, everybody. It's a pleasure to have you on the air with us this evening. I have a phone call in here that I want to bring in just a couple minutes. He's on hold for us, but Samuel is on the line with us, the Lance Corporal who wrote us that email. So we obviously know that he got to his destination on time. We're going to finish up with Mark Craighead here for a couple minutes, and then we're going to move over to Rob and Mike and Samuel. Mark, welcome back to Armed American Radio, my friend.
Thank you, Mark.
Tell us more about that holster design, because it enables, I've got a very bizarre wardrobe here, okay? I have the ability to, you know, I work from home a lot. I work in an office, okay? So obviously when I'm working at home, my attire is much different than when I'm working in the office, but the Super Tuck works for both. And that's what means a lot to me, because I can use it with a pair of business slacks or business casual, and I can use it with a pair of loose-fitting khaki shorts, and it works, and it's comfortable. I've carried in it for 13 hours at a time. I just want to let you know that.
Well, that's not surprising at all. We have a lot of folks that tell us that the Super Tuck replaces the proverbial box of holsters for them. There's an old adage that I ascribed to for many years that said a firearm is not intended to be comfortable, it's intended to be comforting. And I still ascribe to that to a certain degree, but I'm making every effort I can to change that with the Super Tuck, because my line of thought with that, I would find myself not carrying on various occasions because I was sore, I didn't feel like it, my clothing wouldn't accommodate it, whatever. And many times it was a comfort issue. So the paramount thing with the big two deals on the Super Tuck was it had to be comfortable and it had to conceal better than what was already out there with just a loose T-shirt, pair of jean shorts, you know, whatever. I didn't want to have to make radical wardrobe or always wear a jacket or anything like that. And it has succeeded, honestly, beyond my own expectations in doing that, not only for myself, but for literally tens of thousands of customers to date.
Well, I'll tell you what I liked about it is I found myself carrying less gun. To be able to conceal. And I'm sure you heard this before. In fact, I've, you know, when I read a couple of the ads of yours on the air that, you know, and I was one of them too, where I found myself carrying a lot smaller piece than I wanted to, that I was, I wanted something more comfortable. But who says you can't carry a full-size gun? I'm carrying a Super Tuck right now with a full-size 9mm Smith & Wesson M&P.
Yep.
And I, you know, you almost forget it's, you almost forget the thing is on, but it is really great stuff. Mark, go ahead and close us out with anything else upcoming that you have. We'll get over to Rob Pincus and Mike Janich here in a couple seconds. Anything else you'd like to tell us?
I would probably just follow up with the comment that you made. We make it easier to carry more firearms than less. Probably 80% of our market is serving guns in the Glock 19, the 4-inch 1911, the 4-inch XD, service pistol-sized firearms. So if you are a customer or a concealed carry permit holder that's been, you know, downgrading and you really would like to carry something larger, have a look at our products and we might possibly be able to help you out.
Well, I can tell you what, I can vouch for that firsthand because it is, in fact, an extremely comfortable holster. Mark, we appreciate your time very much here on Armed American Radio. We've not heard the last of you. Anything pops up, you've got new stuff, feel free to join us on the program at any time, okay?
We thank you, Mark. Thanks for having us on this evening.
You betcha. Thanks a lot and have a great evening.
And you as well. We'll be listening.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to move over to Mr. Rob Pincus and Mike Janich from the Best Defense TV. Rob Pincus and Mike Janich join us on Armed American Radio right now. Gentlemen, it's a pleasure, not our first rodeo here, huh?
Good to talk to you, Mark. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. Rob, are you with us this evening?
I sure am. How you doing, Mark?
I'm doing great. How are you guys tonight? Everybody okay?
Never had it so good. We're doing great.
All right. Hey, guys, you know, I've been watching your Best Defense series since, I guess, when did it air last? When did it start? About 2 months back?
Best Defense Survival started in July. And, of course, the original series that Survival spun off from started in January.
Now, you guys are doing what? You're getting ready to put a new series out now. You begin filming this coming week, I think?
That's right. We're actually in Virginia Beach right now, getting ready to start shooting the Best Defense the Best Defense Season 2. So the self-defense aspect of the show, the original concept, but Season 2 of that.
Okay, so Season 2 of the Best Defense, that's one of my favorite programs on the Outdoor Channel. It's great stuff. Can you give us any insight as to what to expect this go-around?
Basically, what we're looking at, when we did the first season, we stood up a forum as well, and we got a lot of great feedback from viewers letting us know what other things they wanted to see, what aspects of the different topics that we covered that they wanted to get more information on. And we're basically taking that lead so that we provide more information with regard to specific aspects of concealed carry, specific aspects of unarmed defense, use of less lethal weapons, contact distance weapons, and all the tactics related to all that.
Okay, super.
Yeah.
Rob, go ahead.
So I was going to say, you know, the fact is that we try to give as much information as we can, but the fact is in 22 air minutes in only 13 episodes, you know, we put out what we thought was most important, most fundamental, and the great thing about being able to have a second season is that we now get to take that to the next level and maybe explore some areas that aren't as universal. Things like people interested in the taser, for example. You know, we're going to cover that in the second season, as well as going deeper into some of the topics we covered in the first season.
You know, I can I think it was your carjacking episode really hit home to me, because that something very similar to that happened to me back in 2002, and you know, when I watched that, it brought back a lot of memories. And you know, that is really powerful stuff, and you guys covered it very, very well. Are you going to go into those types of scenarios again this year like you did in the last season?
Yeah, basically what we want to do is to stick with the same format. Well, what we try to do is present a scenario that is compelling, that really puts people into the mindset of, you know, this is a critical incident, this is something you need to be concerned about, and then provide them with the skills that they need to be able to have a good response to that. In many cases, we'll kind of show worst-case scenario, we'll show perhaps a better response, and then what we consider to be the best defense, and kind of teach people how they can take their skill set, develop it, and be able to have good personal defense habits, good personal defense tactics, and be able to build that in a progressive way.
Yeah, it is. It is really powerful stuff. You know, the best defense survival was a lot of fun to watch. And I've caught every single one of the episodes. They're all good. But what you guys did, I thought was masterful, was the way you guys brought the firearm and the unarmed combat techniques, Mike and Rob, into this massive problem where you've got a mass evacuation due to, I think what you covered, dirty bombs and terrorism, wildfires, urban fires, pandemic events, hurricanes and tornadoes. And you guys masterfully brought that stuff into play. What about that series sticks out that you to you guys the most? What was the most important part of that series that you think you got across?
You know, it's funny you mentioned that it was fun to watch. It was fun to tape. I mean, you know, a precision rifle, it's at 200 yards in a riot scenario where you're trying to protect, you know, citizens from the one bad guy that's instigating the harm to people that are maybe just out looking for food or trying to get home from work, is a really fun scenario and cool to talk about and teach. And it's the kind of thing that, you know, if somebody started that scenario thread on Best Defense or the downrange.tv Best Defense forum, I'd probably, as the moderator, you know, shut it down politely in about 30 seconds and say, hey, man, that's not really the kind of thing we're expecting to happen on the average day. That's what was unique about Best Defense Survival. It allowed us to explore really extreme scenarios and what skills might we need with our firearm and like that in order to survive in those conditions or protect our family under those conditions.
Yeah, but it was dynamite stuff, guys. I need you to ask you to hang on for a second. When we come back from the break, we're going to bring Lance Corporal Samuel Rouse on with us. Stick around, everybody. We'll be right back with Mike and Lance Corporal Samuel in just a few minutes and Rob Pincus.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Smith, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
The credit card companies have received government bailouts, and you're still struggling to make ends meet. If you are behind on your credit card payments, call for powerful, free information and consultation from Financial Freedom of America. The facts are, Financial Freedom of America can show you how to cut your credit card debt in half, and the credit card companies are willing to negotiate for less than what you owe. So now is the time to act. If you need a partner to work on your behalf, call now to get maximum savings off your debts. Financial Freedom of America settled over $27 million in credit card debt last year alone. They can do the same for you. It all starts with a free 10-minute personal and confidential consultation. There is no cost or obligation to find out about this life-changing program. Individual results may vary, not available in all states. So call 800-804-0191. 800-804-0191. If you need a personal bailout, call 800-804-0191. 800-804-0191.
Hi, my name is Shirley Van Heest. I'm from Michigan, and I've been using Andy Willoughby's three-step plan for about 9 months. When I was introduced to the three-step plan, I saw the value of it, and I saw the potential in it. It offers an opportunity to provide some security that you can be in charge of. So many things are out of our control in today's economy, and if we can set ourselves up in business, and we can secure our own future, then I guess we don't have to worry too much. We will get through whatever difficulties may lie ahead. I have never seen anything that has worked so wonderfully. I have seen the potential in it, and now it's becoming realization. And I have really seen great results. I'm feeling very positive about the future and very positive about the growth of my own particular business.
Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby. For more information, go to 3stepplan.com or call 888-366-5258. 888-366-5258.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care, with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll-free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
Welcome back to Armed American Radio, everybody. I am your host, Mark Walters, a.k.a. the Ordinary Guy columnist with Concealed Carry Magazine. Should you care to participate in this evening's broadcast, please reach out to us at 877-956-9566, 877-956-9566, or email me live on the air at mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org. We got some great music in the background. Folks, we've got a really special caller on the line right now. I read an email at the top of the hour from Lance Corporal Samuel Rouse, and I want to put him on the phone here with Rob and Mike so that we can all give him really well-deserved kudos here. Samuel, you are live on Armed American Radio. Welcome to the program, my friend.
Hey, Mark, how's it going?
My friend, it's going great, and it was going good today, and when I got your letter today, it went better. This was a great letter to get. And it meant a lot to me. And, you know, the listeners can't see the photographs that you sent.
Yeah.
But they're going up on the wall in my office, and I can't thank you enough for the service of your country. Rob and Mike, did you guys hear the letter at the top of the hour?
Yes, we did. Again, it doesn't get much better than that. When you have true patriots like that who are putting their lives on the line for the good of the country and for our freedom and our safety, that's the most meaningful thing anyone could ever do. So we thank you, Samuel.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that Samuel, it's very powerful stuff. Now, Tell us real quick. You're with First Light Inf- or what? First Light Armor Recon Battalion Charlie Company, 11th Marine Expeditionary Unit.
Yes, sir. That's correct.
Where are you now? You're now where? Out of Camp Pendleton?
Yes, I am. I just got back this evening.
Just got back this evening. That means that you're getting ready to hightail it out again. I got another email from your father letting me know that you were on an airplane. Can you tell us anything about your deployment?
Really, there's not. I can't say too much. This deployment's going to be, though, it's kind of like we're going to be a standby force. So if something were to come up, we'd be able to react quickly and aggressively if the need be. But other than that, I really can't go into a whole lot of details.
Well, I'll tell you what, kick some tail, take some names, and come home safely. And I, as a father, can't tell you how much I appreciate what you're doing for my children and for me, my family, and everybody else out there across the country. Thank you so much. And it truly was an honor to get this email. It was an honor to get the photographs. And it was an honor to have you be able to call in this evening and talk to you. You're welcome to join us on Armed American Radio at any time. What we're going to do is adopt you and ask the listeners to start sending out some packages to you guys, okay? And we'll talk to you through your father on your next deployment, all right?
Okay, that's great. I appreciate it, and I appreciate everything you do.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it very much. Rob, Mike, that's, you know, it makes the two-hour program worthwhile, guys.
Yeah, I think that is really awesome that you, you know, you have Samuel and his whole family tuning in every week. That's a great compliment to you. And
you know,
everything they do speaks for itself. But the fact that they're also listening to what you do, I think, is awesome.
It was a lot of fun to know that he and his father and his grandfather are listening to the broadcast. Really powerful stuff. Okay, guys, there's a couple things here I want to ask you about the Best Defense Survival Series that we just saw. You know, Wildfires and Urban Fires aired on, I believe, July 15th was the first airing of that episode. Look what's happening out in California now.
That's exactly right. What we try to do in organizing the show is to look at things from both a strategic standpoint, but also, you know, very topic-specific type of stuff. You know, depending on where you live, depending on the circumstances that you live in, you're going to be exposed to different types of threats. But all of what we covered is very relevant to everybody out there, and that type of information is invaluable to anybody who's in that type of environment.
Each of the instances that you guys talked about for that entire series requires a different type of response. Am I right?
Well, actually, you know, it's funny you were talking about the kind of fun stuff and the gun stuff that we taped. My favorite part of the show was the survival mindset stuff that Mike and I really put together kind of on the fly. They were all taped in one afternoon down at the U.S. Training Center, and then they were spread out over the series. And those things were universal. And I think that's something that people need to remember is just because you aren't involved in what you think of as a flood area or what you think of as a wildfire area or what you think of as an urban area doesn't mean that some piece of the puzzle wasn't covered in that episode that might apply to you. And that survival mindset was pretty universal. So while, yes, it's true to a certain extent, if you live closer to big bodies of water or rivers or the ocean, you need to worry more about floods than somebody who lives in the middle of you know, up on a mountain somewhere with a river valley thousands of feet below. There's probably something about that survival topic that still might apply to you. And I think that's important to remember.
Well, it's about getting out. It's about getting away, because I think after you leave, you face an entirely different set of circumstances. You know, you have different threats coming at you.
Well, one of the things, like Rob said, with the survival mindset piece, what you've got is the core element. When you boil survival down, what it comes down to is having, first of all, the will to survive and to do what's necessary to keep yourself and your family safe, and then to think ahead, accept the fact that you are a potential victim, and then to take tangible steps toward preparing. And in many cases, that's going to be the same, whether you're preparing for a short-term power outage, whether you're preparing for a snowstorm or whatever. A lot of those core skills and the core commitment to survival remains the same. What you're reacting to can be different depending upon the environment that you're in, but the basic commitment and the basic mindset and core skills do remain the same. So there's a lot of commonality that can carry you through just about any situation.
You guys are very familiar with John Higgs, right?
Sure. John's a personal friend. I've known him for a number of years.
John is going to be on with us in the second hour, and he's going to be talking about his book, The Bug Out book. And you know, I saw him on a couple of your programs. I think he was on two or three episodes. That information is so vital, and especially today, you have a lot of people talking about that, and you know, they're talking about it in not just natural disasters, but also political terms as well, economic collapse, that type of thing, which is another thing that you guys covered on the program. Does each of the scenarios that you covered on the Best Defense Survival require a different type of approach to bug out? Obviously, a fire is going to be different than an economic collapse or a nuclear event or something like that?
Well, you know, I think that the thing to remember is that the bag, and of course, you know, we're anxiously awaiting John's book to read more about, you know, his specific thoughts and the things that he's putting together in terms of his bag or his recommendations. And I'll tell you that from my point of view, the reality is you're not putting the bag together the day of the fire or the day of the flood or the day of the economic collapse, or you're missing the point. So, again, you have to plan ahead for the kinds of things you're going to need for that three-day escape, just or sitting in your house, that three-day wait-out period, or the 6 hours that you're stuck in your car in a traffic jam, or you're stuck in your car waiting to see where you're going to go, or maybe the week that you're going to be at some unknown location that you put that bag in your car and went to go somewhere. So the issue of what you're going to need isn't incident dependent. It's more concept of what do you need to survive? Do you need your medications? Do you need a water purifier? Do you need basic medical medical supplies? Do you need ammunition for whatever guns you're likely to have with you? Maybe you keep a specific firearm in your bug out bag because that's what you're going to take out of the secure area in your home, put in the car and go with you. And you don't need to go through the safe and pick your favorite flavor for what the incident happens to be. I think a lot of people overthink the specifics of, well, if I'm in a fire, I'm going to want this. And if I'm in a flood, I'm going to want this. And the fact is, if you're thinking about that after you know what the incident is, it's way too late.
Rob, you just mentioned an excellent point. Now, you're talking to somebody, and you're in Virginia Beach, and heck, you know where I used to live. You're not too far down the road.
I actually live pretty close to there. We actually had dinner over at the Hot Tuna Bar and Grill tonight.
See, very, very good stuff. And I wanted to mention a very close friend of mine, one of my best friends in the world, just got married up there in Virginia Beach at his house yesterday, Mr. Joe Woodington. So hats off to him. He's right down the road from you guys. But when we come back from the break, you just mentioned an excellent point, and I spent a number of years of my life down in Florida, of course, very hurricane-prone, and I want to tell you what occurred and happened to me over the 04 and 05 hurricane seasons and get your advice, because I did overthink it. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back on Armed American Radio with Rob Pincus and Mike Janich right after these messages.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you are faced with the decision to pay your mortgage or your credit cards or buy groceries, then this message is for you. The real solution to solving your problem with credit card debt is to reduce the amount you owe to creditors. The less you owe, the more money you will have for more important things in life. Strategic Resources wants to give you information about all your options for free. In a simple 5-minute phone call, you can find out which programs work best for your life now. 800-981-9371. 800-981-9371.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll-free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
The credit card companies have received government bailouts, and you're still struggling to make ends meet. If you are behind on your credit card payments, call for powerful, free information and consultation from Financial Freedom of America. The facts are, Financial Freedom of America can show you how to cut your credit card debt in half, and the credit card companies are willing to negotiate for less than what you owe. So now is the time to act. If you need a partner to work on your behalf, call now to get maximum savings off your debts. Financial Freedom of America settled over $27 million in credit card debt last year alone. They can do the same for you. It all starts with a free 10-minute personal and confidential consultation. There is no cost or obligation to find out about this life-changing program. Individual results may vary, not available in all states. So call 800-804-0191. 800-804-0191. If you need a personal bailout, call 800-804-0191. 800-804-0191.
Welcome back to Armed American Radio. I'm your host, Mark Walters. We are live with Rob Pincus and Mike Janich from The Best Defense, Best Defense Survival, and getting ready to have another season filmed starting next week. Something to look forward to. Rob, before we went to a break, you had mentioned overthinking, the bug out bag. And, you know, I'm guilty of that. And let me explain what I mean. I come from Tampa, Florida, where I spent the last, 17 or so years. And, you know, the 04, 05 seasons were brutal down there. Four or five storms coming over the head. And I bailed out about two or three times and boarded up the house. And I got to be honest with you, man, I didn't know what the heck to take with me. And, you know, you see all the stuff about hurricane kits and hurricane preparations. But I can tell you firsthand, I've seen the grocery stores wipe out in less than 3 hours. So food is definitely an issue. I lost power for 5 days. So I know what all that is about. And if it wasn't for my friend Johnny Vrabeck up down in Tampa, I wouldn't have had power because I bummed his generator when his came back on. What can you tell us about that? I think that's vitally important. People get overwhelmed with, what do I put in this thing?
Yeah, you know, it's ridiculous to try to pack the bag in the middle of the critical incident. It'd be like trying to pick a defensive handgun and learn how to draw it from a holster in the middle of some guy trying to mug you on the street. It's just not the when, not the time, not the when, not the where to do it. So you have to think ahead. You have to think like today, right now, regardless of, you know, it's kind of like my wife can't decide right now today what bag she's going to carry in 3 weeks because she doesn't know what shoes she's wearing. Well, the fact is, if you look at the bag as a tool carrier, it's a bag. That's all it is, man. What tools are you going to need with you on the average day in 3 weeks, or in the average disaster, you know, the typical disaster in 3 weeks? You can think about that. And if you start thinking about it down to the detail of what color shoes you're wearing that day, you're going to sit there and do nothing until it's too late. And if you instead think of it as, hey, what tools might I need regardless of the specifics, those are pretty universal, and I think that's an easier problem to solve.
Yeah, you said you hadn't yet gotten John's package. I did get it. It was FedExed to me the other day, and you're really going to like this thing. We're going to go into a lot of detail with that with him in the next hour. Mike, transitioning from that, we've been talking about the possibility, the firearm, what kind of firearm you want to carry in the bag. Maybe you've got a firearm that you want to keep with you if you have to leave one of these massive events. What happens if you don't have a gun? And, you specialize and are an expert in unarmed defense. Tell us about that. How can we prepare in that scenario?
Well, you're always going to want to have a weapon if at all possible. A firearm is excellent because it gives you the advantage of distance, but you also want to look at contact distance weapons, things that you can have with you that would give you a better fighting chance if you did have to defend yourself in a survival situation. Some of the stuff that you could look at, when you look at like some of the folks who had gone through the Katrina disaster, and they talked about the difficulties of being confronted and in some cases disarmed, having their firearms taken away after that type of thing. What you want to look at is, what else could I have with me in the kit that gives me not only a weapon but also something that I would have a plausible reason for having for other reasons, things like knives, for example. It's a utility tool, but it also gives you something that has defensive capability. If it's large enough, it's something that you could use to as a tool for preparing a shelter or something of that nature, but it also gives you a significant fighting weapon as well, something like an entrenching tool. I mean, when you go back to a lot of the Vietnam-era vets, the E-tool was a popular go-to close combat weapon, so something like that would be a recommended item as well. And something as simple as a walking stick. If you have to negotiate over uneven terrain, there's debris and things like that, having a stick with you that would help you maintain your balance but also gives you a weapon that you could carry in your hand to be able to use at a moment's notice, all that stuff, there are plausible reasons for you to have that. It's stuff that is low profile, but it keeps you armed and keeps something in your hand at all times.
I guess you could move into the OC spray. You can put the chemical spray in a bag. You could, but each of these events are so unique. You guys covered urban fires, pandemic events, hurricanes and tornadoes, riots and urban unrest, earthquakes, nuclear event, economic collapse. Out of everything that you guys covered on this series this year, what would you say was the most frightening to you?
Well, to kind of follow up on what Rob had mentioned, one of the terms that we kind of coined kind of got lost in the overall scope of things, but one of the terms we coined in there was preparanoia. Not paranoia, but preparanoia.
Ooh, I like that.
Where you get so bunged up with, what if there's a flood? What should I do? What if there's this? What should I do? The bottom line is you cannot change the events that are happening around you. All you can do is change the way that you deal with those events. And what that comes down to is having the basic necessities that you need to be able to continue to survive when all the other supply channels, when all the other infrastructure is interrupted. And that comes back down to what Rob was saying, which is you want to have the basics. You want to make sure you have water, you have food, you have medication, you have light, you have ways of providing shelter for yourself and your family. It really comes down to having all the basics available in your kit so that when everything else falls apart, you know that you can provide those basic elements. That's what it comes down to. All the other stuff, as far as what generates the need for you to bring that into play, again, it's going to be true. It's situation dependent, but ultimately, if you're in a snowstorm, it doesn't matter. You still need water. You still need food. If you're in a blackout situation, you still need water. You still need food. Those basic necessities never change. And if people get too spun up with trying to anticipate every potential disaster, every potential situation and pack for it, there's no way. You need to keep it basic. You need to have something that is a general all-purpose kit that is really going to allow you to deal with just about any situation.
What's more dangerous, taking off or coming back after the event? Katrina, for example, I mean, let's face it, leaving was brutal. And you guys, we obviously showed an awful lot about Katrina. That was a horrible event. It took a couple weeks to get supplies into that city at the time, and a real shame. but coming back afterwards. What's more dangerous, Rob, from a self-defense standpoint?
You know, here's the thing. Leaving was a pain because people waited too long. Whether that people is the government and their trigger points and their decisions, or the individuals and their complacency or hopefulness, whatever you want to call it, that's why it was a pain. We saw the same thing leaving Houston not long after that. The fact is that we had an episode where we talked about trigger points and your impetus to act and making that decision today. Make that decision in the middle of September for when you're going to evacuate at some unknown point in the future on rising waters or on the percentage chance that a level 4, category 4 hurricane is going to come in, or the distance of that category 4 hurricane from the coast. If you set your trigger point, you don't have to deal with that pain of leaving when everybody finally realizes, holy crap, we have to leave. Now, at the same time, when you ask about coming back, the issue of coming back is, again, a timing issue. If you've prepared properly, if you have money, money is an issue. If you have, there's a guy, Dave Ramsey, and I remember when Dave Ramsey was a local radio host with an idea in the Nashville area. Now he's like, syndicated radio, and he's got TV shows and all this. But he's always, he's preached for a decade that I've been familiar with him since I lived in the Nashville area about this emergency fund. Well, the emergency fund that he talks about is like you lose your job or interest rates change or whatever. But what about the disaster emergency fund? What about having $1,000 cash or $1,200 cash or $8,000 cash, depending on your, the family, the duration of the difficulty? It might be $100. But whatever you have, that cash supply, that maybe barter economy, trade-out supply, which we also addressed in the show, of things that are going to be valuable even in the emergency that you can survive on so that you don't have to go back to a disaster zone. You don't have to go back when you could stay in Dallas and survive comfortably on minimal cash and whatever government or society or local churches assistance is available. That's probably the smarter choice than going back to a worthless pile of supplies that were ruined in your home because of a flood and relative lawlessness and, as you said, a broken supply chain. Why go back before you can survive when you go back? And of course, the more resources you took with you in your bag or in your car or through your ATM machine or through your family or your network of friends, the better off you are and the longer you can survive away from what you consider your home base.
Yeah, it's really crazy how people say, man, you guys are talking about paranoid stuff. This stuff never happens. Folks, let me tell you something. The Rodney King riots happened in your lifetime. Katrina, in your lifetime. What was the Hurricane Ike in Houston, right? In your lifetime. Multiple storms crisscrossing the state of Florida in your lifetime. I personally was down in Hurricane Andrew about 2 months after it. The devastation was mind-boggling and unbelievable. So the advice that you guys put out is incredibly important for people to pay attention to. Rob and Mike, I want to thank you both for joining us on Armed American Radio. There's just never enough time to go over everything we'd like to, but we'll have you back on to talk about the new series that you begin filming. Coming up in the next episode, we're going to have Mr. John Higgs and Mr. Masoud Ayoob. John Higgs from the Bug Out book and Masoud Ayoob, the godfather of concealed carry. Thanks, everybody, for joining us on the first hour. Don't change the dial. We will be right back after these messages with Mr. Higgs and Mr. Ayoob.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org. Here I come again now.